MacTech, brought to you by MacStation, your Apple solutions experts.
Chris Miller from MacStation joins us, and Apple's got new iMacs out. They look the same, but they're faster.
They're shiny.
They're shiny.
Yeah.
Really fast.
Oh, yeah. All the benchmarks show a 25% overall improvement on these guys over their previous generations. So they are lightning fast. They've got the option to put in a Big Bad 256 solid state drive in addition to their main hard disk drive. So you could, if you wanted to, have a 256 solid state and a 2 terabyte hard disk. So she's not only fast, but she can also carry a lot too.
Wow. And so I guess the Optum, let's first of all just kind of go through they're the same form factors, the same size.
They look almost identical. Only an incredibly attentive person would notice that on the back of the 27, there are now 2 Thunderbolt ports as opposed to 1 mini display port.
Okay. So the Thunderbolt ports, we've talked about Thunderbolt in past episodes, but basically the Thunderbolt is a display port, but it's also basically going to be replacing In at least in Apple's eyes, it's going to be replacing USB.
And Intel's too. Yeah, it was Intel and Apple's creation, but it's supposed to be actually replacing pretty much everything. FireWire, USB, optical, in and out sound, everything. It's an omni cable.
So in a lot of devices where we first see Thunderbolt installed, it's going to be used for displays, for driving displays. Where are we going to use it first on the iMacs?
Probably for big raids.
Big hard drives, hard storage.
Professional storage solutions will probably be the first one out. Those are the first couple things that are going to be hitting.
Okay.
Second, from displays. They did, as soon as they came out, there was a great picture that Gizmodo put out of the 27-inch display, then connected to 2 other 27-inch displays for a grand total of 3 27-inch displays. It was pretty.
No, that was pretty big. They also have the higher-end HD FaceTime camera, so the video conferencing is that much better on these. And they've all got quad-core processors, so just faster. Now, I want to talk a little bit specifically about what a dream configuration might look like, because you mentioned the solid-state drive.
I'm drooling.
So I'm going to get myself a big iMac with a solid-state drive in it. When I go to set that up, how are you guys going to configure that? So it's going to be – is the operating system going on the solid-state drive? Is anything else going on the solid-state drive?
There actually are a few arguments even around the shop about which is the best way to set this up, because there's 2 essential ways to do it.
Okay. Let's just boil back just a minute, because maybe we're being a little too geeky for everybody driving home. So the solid-state drive is basically a hard drive that has no moving parts. It's just like RAM memory on your computer. It's solid-state, so that everything that's there – is accessible to the operating or is accessible to the computer's processor as though it was loaded in already. It's like uber fast.
Yeah.
So in the old days, we used to think, okay, if you can put your operating system there, the computer never has to think. It never has to go back and write anything from the disk in order to think. It's all there. It's all front of mind.
Mm-hmm.
So is that now? That's what we're talking about as far as having a solid state drive. We'll put the operating system on it. Now that should theoretically make the computer just run so fast. But you're saying. That in the shop, some guys were arguing with that.
Well, it's we're not arguing that it's going to be faster. That's a given. What the argument is whether you take your operating system and all of your software and put it on the solid state drive, and then take your user folder, which is essentially your documents, your photos, where things that are on your desktop actually are in the computer, and put them on the hard disk drive for space.
Okay.
So use that for storage.
Because your photos and music and stuff, that's going to take up the most actual physical amount of space and storage. So putting that on a standard optical media is going to be the best.
Yeah.
Magnetic media is going to be the best.
Yeah. It pretty much – and it also makes it fairly brainless. You don't have to think about it.
Okay.
And this is the way that Apple will set them up out of the box. So it's just everything's running and you don't have to think about having 2 drives.
Okay.
The other way to do it, which is, and I will admit, much geekier – is to put the whole shebang right from the get-go on the solid-state drive and then move specific folders, i.e. your movies folder or your iTunes folder, and put them on. And then simply use it a la an external storage device,
Okay. Simply
that's connected. Now, that does require more management, but may be more efficient for your documents. So even getting... trying to get a hold of just the random photos and documents are just going to be lightning fast, just like the SSD, and you don't have to compromise anything at all. You move aside as you need to.
And I bet there might be some people that are going to come up with a third way of using it, which I would, if I was a heavy-duty Photoshop user or into editing, is having your editing files, the files you're working on immediately, just moving them over on the solid-state drive and working from there. Is that something that's going to be considered a lot?
Yeah, and you can bounce it back and forth, too. Like, if you're using editing a great deal, 1 month, you can keep all your edit files on the solid-state, and then if the next week you're doing audio stuff, you just swap.
You know, if I'm buying a new computer, it seems almost a shame to not to get the solid-state drive. I'm kind of lusting for one right now.
Oh, it's... You could even take it and put it into an older machine, and it's a whole new world.
Okay. So there are new iMacs dropping by down to the folks at Mac Station. They'll show them to you. They'll make you want one, and then you'll just have to decide yourself how you configure it.
Oh, we don't have to make you want one. You already want one.
You already do. Chris Miller from Mac Station.
Thank you.
Mac Tech is brought to you by Mac Station, your environmentally friendly solution. Trade up to the newest technology. Save taxes on the new machine. Give a second life to your old Mac. Mac Station. Who said business and pleasure don't mix?